It is Ian Ryan with your pre-match warm-up. I've got Sean, Mark and Damien with me for this one as we start to look ahead at Nottingham Forest on Sunday afternoon. We will, of course, have a caller a little bit later in the show. It will be Rich Ferraro. But Cav, the manager of this press conference, did it early, did it on Thursday morning. We're recording Friday, late afternoon. Feels like the mood of the club's lifted a little bit. You know, two wins helps. I think coming off the back of the City game, people were understandably a bit frustrated, a bit done in, if we're honest. But then you go and get the win at Sunderland, which on paper felt tricky. Let's be honest about it. And even Brighton, you could maybe see as a potential banana skin in the FA Cup. But they've navigated both of those games and come through both really well.
Yeah, it does feel a little bit better in a red, doesn't it? I remember talking about it. I think it was after the Sunderland game and before the Brighton one. And it was more a question of the resilience that the team had shown and gone to Sunderland where you hadn't lost. And it was like elbows out. Yeah, haven't you got for this? And it sort of took what they took to Arsenal and landed it in Sunderland. And of course, that was going to be good enough. And so it was. And then it was a question of, well, can they build on this? And I did fancy us, you know, and then, you know, we can just under the lights get a few goals. And okay, they're the type of opposition that you would pick. You know, if you're starting to become fearful of Brighton at home at this current time, then, you know, you're going to start collapsing in on yourself. So they've navigated those two hurdles and so they should. But of course, this breeds confidence then, doesn't it? And all of a sudden now, we're looking at this Forest game coming up and you're thinking, yeah, let's have it. And all of a sudden, you're looking at the fixture list and it looks like I'd pick a few of these here. So you can't get carried away. If you look at the pattern of this season, we've had loads of opportunities to do stuff and then we've landed on our ass. But yeah, winning and performing to a good standard and the two things happening at the same time and looking a lot more sure about ourselves defensively and no calamities in injury time and stuff like that just helps.